and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I'm the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria River Fete is a brand new festival celebrating the arts, culture, and the heritage of Central Louisiana. Alexandria River Fete is set for May 9th through the 11th in downtown Alexandria. Get set for the Fete and kick off 3 days of food, fun, Grammy Award-winning entertainment, and Louisiana culture. Thursday, May 9th, starts with Dinner on the Bricks. Dine with locally owned restaurants and caterers, showcasing the best of their menus, all the while enjoying music from jazz band Improv. Friday features Grammy Award winner Rebirth Brass Band and Eric Lindell, plus art walks, green spaces, and 65 local artists and performers. Saturday, the Dragon Boat Races are back for the third year on the red. And if that's not enough, local barbecue grillers will fire up the pits for the Q&A Cook-Off competition. So remember, get set for the Fed. Come out and do it like you wanna. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Tuesday morning, we hope that your Monday was a great start. We hope that you got your momentum. And you know what? We decided to call Mondays Momentum Monday, but you know what I've decided? You absolutely need momentum every single day. And so if you're just getting started this morning, we hope that you've got your momentum going. We hope that you're up and on the grind and getting ready for and expecting a great day. As always, though, we like to remind you about school kids, school zones, and school buses. Well, you know that they're in effect until 9 a.m. Every single morning as we drop off to school, we're reminded to remind you to please stay engaged. Every single morning, I see somebody multitasking on a cell phone, doing all sorts of things. And, you know, I say it every single morning, and it just takes one time to get distracted, one time for something to happen. And I hope that that won't be you or I. And so as I'm reminding you, I'm reminding us to stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for yourself. Make sure that you're watching out for school buses who are making frequent stops. And if you haven't given yourself enough time to get there and you happen to get behind a school bus, guess what? It's going to take you longer to get there. So make sure that you give yourself enough time if you're just getting started on this Tuesday morning, May 7th, it's 7:38. And switching gears just a little bit, you know, we're always talking about getting healthy, being healthy, and about weight and how we can do better. Well, there was a new study, and I was sharing it with DC this morning, and it talked about weight being linked to your personality. And according to this study published in the Journal of Psychological Medicine, or Psychological Science, excuse me, researchers from Florida State University College of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health, D.C., they found that people who experience weight gain were more likely to be, get this, more impulsive and deliberate in their actions. And so as many of you know who listen to the show, D.C. and I, as a family and as a team, we're fighting the battle of weight, and many of you are as well. And so this is what it said, DC. It said that the mind and body are intertwined. Of course, they come together. And then if one changes, the other should change too. And we were just talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
because we were just talking about this.
Right? I mean, literally about changing your mind,
right,
in terms of food. And you said, what about changing your mind? Because your mind changes a lot in this area.
Well, yes, it does. And it's, of course, everyone knows it's been a struggle for me. You know, I love to eat, you know, and I think I'm having to change the way I think about food. And what I'm having to do is not to eat for pleasure. You know, I'm having to come to the realization that my body is fully formed and I just don't need all of the delicious food that I like.
When you say the word, when you say the word delicious, I hear the pleasure in your voice. But, you know, studies are now showing just what we talked about, that there is an intertwining with your mind and food. And so a lot of people are struggling with that. And so one of the things that we said, oh, about a week or so ago, is that we were going to stop making food as pleasurable.
Right.
And we were going to really make a concerted effort to eat to live rather than living to eat.
Absolutely.
And it is totally, totally a changing of the mind that we have to concentrate and focus on every single day. Because if we're not careful, by the time we leave the show, leave the microphone at 9 o'clock, we're trying to figure out already that proverbial question.
Yeah.
What's for lunch?
Let's go get some lunch.
Let's go get some lunch.
Yeah. And gradually we're getting to the point where I am. Because really, you know, even with you, when you're saying let's get some lunch, you're not overindulging in the lunch. Whereas with me, you know, I see it a little bit different. And, you know, I have a tendency to overindulge. But, you know, it's coming together and we're starting to appreciate that what I need to do is change some of the habits that I've, you know, I've been doing over the years. So now, you know, we're having some progress.
And you know what? It continues to be a challenge. I won't say a struggle, but it is always a challenge. And the study went on to say that they found an association between having a 10% weight increase. So if you increase your weight by simply 10% or only 10%, you have an increase in the personality trait of impulsiveness, meaning that you are more likely to give into temptations. So is that insane or what? It's saying that if you gain 10%, then you are more likely to give into the impulse to eat or for temptation.
That's right.
And so what we were saying is what we have found with DC is that there is, and yesterday we talked about it on the way home, we talked about that reserve of wanting to eat those things, i.e. sugar, just having that reserve. How do you get past it?
Well, the only thing I know that I can do, Carlette, and what I'm doing is just on a day-by-day basis, is just do the right thing that day and just take it one day at a time, you know, one day at a time. Because what happens is when I revert back into that old behavior, you know, it just gets back on me really, really fast. You know what I'm saying? It's like if I indulge in a brownie bottom pie, then not long after that, you know, I'm going to be wanting to indulge in some other stuff. So for me, you know, I'm having to really just abstain from the sugar altogether. And I have to really change my lifestyle because every time I go back to it, I overindulge, which I believe I have an addiction to sugar. And, you know, with me, there's no just eating one. It's just like an alcoholic. There's no one drink. It's not going to happen.
And I said to you yesterday as we were traveling home after a very long day, I said, is it emotional? And you said, what?
Well, because I've been dealing in recovery, I don't think it's so much emotional for me because I've dealt with a lot of things in my life. I think it's a habit and it's an addiction. For instance, you know, if an alcoholic has stopped drinking and they don't drink anymore. And they're not having any problems. But if they pick up one drink and drink it, the habit unleashes itself all over again. Well, all they did was unleash the habit again. So, you know, once these things become habit forming, you know, and we deal with the emotional parts of our lives that we're not doing it because we're emotionally distraught.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a habit.
And, you know, this whole article dealt with...
Now, that's what I think.
And I think that you're right on point, because the article actually dealt with the psychology of weight gain and the psychology of eating. And we continue to talk about it because there is a move across America, across our nation, to help families, to help people get healthy.
Yes.
And I think that we have to keep the doors of this conversation open, because there is somebody sitting listening to our conversation this morning that yesterday, yet again, was their Monday to start. And before they made it to lunch, they failed again.
Absolutely.
Or not failed, but fell down again.
Yes. And I know that all too often. I mean, I used to, before I got to lunch, you know, really. I mean, that is.
Is it painful?
It is, but you know, you just have to keep getting back. When you fall off the mm-hmm. horse, you just have to keep getting on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can never quit.
And have you really decided that sugar is your nemesis? I mean, I don't mean with your mouth. I mean with your whole self.
It is just one of them. It is just one of them that I overindulged in my younger, you know, life. Mm-hmm. That now is starting to catch up with me. It's not just sugar. There's other vices that I've had to conquer mm-hmm. with the help of God.
Right.
You know, but, and I'm having to call on God for this one as well. Because I know at the end of the day,
uh-huh.
you know, and at the beginning of the day, what I have to do is ask God to take me through the day. And at the end of the day, it is God that gives me the power and the strength to say no to those things that I've learned to overindulge in.
And, you know, I'll say this. Yesterday for lunch, D.C. was very cantankerous as we got close to lunch.
Yes.
Very, very cantankerous. I mean, and when I say cantankerous, I mean just totally irritated, noticeably irritated. And so I said, okay, what are we going to do? So I made the executive decision that we would go and we would get a rotisserie chicken
right.
for lunch. And then we went to Popeyes and I got some green beans and then I got some slaw, just so that we could just have, you know, not all the carbs, but just have
some vegetables. The old folks used to say vegetables.
And we're going to be talking about vegetables
yes.
a lot
yes,
coming up here lately, coming up here very soon. But those vegetables. And so looking back on it, you know, once you made it through and you decided that food was not the most important thing, that we just needed to eat to reduce hunger,
mm-hmm.
you felt like, okay, why did I get so aggravated?
Well, you know, because I went on a little four-day situation with the sugar.
Okay, so now the truth is told.
Yeah, for 4 days, I pretty much indulged in some of the things that I like. And to get back up on that horse was hard.
Kicking and screaming, huh?
Oh, man. You know, and, you know, I wasn't out there long enough to do any real damage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might have picked up 1 pound, but... You know, it does a lot to you mentally.
Only one?
It does a lot to you mentally when you degress. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? When everything has been going well, and for about 60 days,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was going really, really well, and it's going real well. Still going real well.
So
know?
Why did you feel the need to reward yourself?
I think I got a little complacent. And I decided, you know what, I'm doing real well.
Mm-hmm.
May as well reward myself with some of the things that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found out on that 4-day hiatus away from my situation uh-huh. is that I'm addicted to sugar. I mean, I really am.
But
if I wasn't convinced before,
okay.
I might have had some reserve
okay.
of maybe I could go back and control it. You know, I may have had a little reserve, but now as I sit here right now, I understand and appreciate totally that I cannot eat sugar. And that is, you know, I have to change my lifestyle from eating raw sugar. That's it.
That's it.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell. Well, you know what? I know a lot of people are challenged this morning, whether yours is sugar, whether it's bread, whether it's just the whole beautiful setting of food, whatever it is, I know that many people, not only today, but I guess today especially because we're past Momentum Monday, and I talked about it at the top of the show, needing that momentum, but we need momentum in everyday things, things like what we decide to put into our body. We need momentum to say no, and it's all about changing your mind. And this morning on Point, we're going to be talking to an incredible woman, well, two women who have come together not only to change what they're eating, but to really change the sphere in which they live. It is going to be an incredible show, a very different show, and one that you want to stay on point for, y'all. Good morning. We hope that you're off to a great start. It's 7:50. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this. Alexandria River Fete is a brand new festival celebrating the arts, culture, and the heritage of Central Louisiana. Alexandria River Fete is set for May 9th through the 11th in downtown Alexandria. Get set for the Fete and kick off 3 days of food, fun, Grammy Award-winning entertainment, and Louisiana culture. Thursday, May 9th starts with dinner on the bricks. Dine with locally owned restaurants and caterers showcasing the best of their menus, all the while enjoying music from jazz band Improv. Friday features Grammy Award winner Rebirth Brass Band and Eric Lindell, plus art walks, green spaces, and 65 local artists and performers. Saturday, the Dragon Boat Races are back for the third year on the red. And if that's not enough, local barbecue grillers will fire up the pits for the Q and Cook-Off competition. So remember, get set for the Fete. Come out and do it like you wanna.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup. Real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hick HicksandHasit.com. HicksandHasit.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasit.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasit.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasit.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Hasit.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville.
Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. Participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria River Fete is a brand new festival celebrating the arts, culture, and the heritage of Central Louisiana. Alexandria River Fete is set for May 9th through the 11th in downtown Alexandria. Get set for the Fete and kick off 3 days of food, fun, Grammy Award-winning entertainment, and Louisiana culture. Thursday, May 9th starts with dinner on the bricks. Dine with locally owned restaurants and caterers showcasing the best of their menus, all the while enjoying music from jazz band Improv. Friday features Grammy Award winner Rebirth Brass Band and Eric Lindell, plus art walks, green spaces, and 65 local artists and performers. Saturday, the Dragon Boat Races are back for the third year on the red. And if that's not enough, local barbecue grillers will fire up the pits for the Cue and Cook-Off competition. So remember, get set for the Fete. Come out and do it like you wanna.
You are listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT network. If you're just getting started this morning, it's 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. And I don't know about you, but I am filled. I am filled with momentum on this Tuesday morning. Today is Tuesday, May the 7th. And let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the communities that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Go to their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. www.hixsonhasit.com. Also want to remind you about Amerigroup Real Solutions. We're going to be telling you more about the services that they provide, but Amerigroup Real Solutions is the solutions for healthcare. In order to get enrolled, to get the care you need when you need it, here's the number, 855-229-6848. Also, American Wholesale Mattress, leading in sleep comfort. And if you want to experience Tempur-Pedic, American Wholesale Mattress is where you should start. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive right here in Alexandria. Been in business for 20 years. Ask for Kara or David when you go in. They're, not only are they going to give you the best mattress for the best night's sleep, but they're going to give you the best price. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining this morning's conversation, I was talking to David earlier about weight and the struggle that we all inherently have with weight. Some of us struggle because we're getting older. Some of us struggle because we've always struggled. Well, we were watching, one of our producers was watching the Today Show, and we saw this incredible group of women, and we wanted to bring them to the OPT Network. And you may have seen it or you may not, but let me just tell you a little bit about it. It's called Slim Peace. And Slim Peace is a Boston group, and they represent coming together, the coming together of Jewish and Muslim women for a common goal of developing healthier eating habits, learning about nutrition, empowerment, and healthy self-esteem. And each group is led by a Muslim and a Jewish registered dietitian. And it's so incredible because it's so all-encompassing with what we do with bringing people together. And we wanted you to meet them this morning. And so this morning, I am pleased and honored to welcome Yael Lutwick from Washington, D.C. She's Jewish, and Hasfa Salim from Boston. Ladies, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning.
And they are women. They are both women in this group, but Yael is the founder of Slim Peace. And Yael, I want to start with you. I want to start with why this was birthed in your spirit.
birthed in your spirit. What a beautiful way to ask that question. It came from my own self, from the most inner part of myself. I had always struggled with my own weight and body image, and like so many people I know, and it wasn't even about the size, it was just how I felt about myself and how I treated myself in terms of food. And I also cared very much about peace in the Middle East, and I was living in Israel. I'm born in Jerusalem, and I was going to Weight Watchers in Tel Aviv, and I heard the women in the room, and I heard how they were also struggling with their own weight, and at the same time, the peace process broke down in the Middle East, and Arik Sharon was head of he was Prime Minister of Israel, and Yasser Arafat was head of the Palestinian Authority, and Arafat was kind of chubby, and Arik Sharon was a very large man. And I don't know, I just had the image of the two of them working out together, like jogging. And something in my head just connected the two, because I thought, well, obviously I'm not going to be able to get these two guys to go for a jog together, but what if they also were taking care of themselves better? Maybe they make better decisions. Maybe it would help us. So that obviously didn't happen. But what I did do was, because I'm a filmmaker, is I tried to see if we could create something in a film. And we made a documentary called A Slim Peace, and it premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival in 2007. And it worked. I mean, we were able to bring together, as you were saying earlier, women from very different backgrounds, women who would normally never meet, Israelis, Palestinians, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, all backgrounds, religious, secular, rich, poor, and we brought them into a weight loss and healthy living program. And it was pretty incredible to see how so quickly the walls came down. And the film had its own life and film festivals and everything, but then I was asked to create more groups in reality. And a wonderful woman in England, Dame Hilary Bloom, asked me to create more groups. And I'm not going to say no to a dame. I can't believe I'm speaking to you now, because it's, 2013, and it's been 6 years, and we've had 20 groups in the Middle East. City. And again, we didn't know how it was going to work, and it's been incredible to see how we can bring together women from Jewish backgrounds, Muslim backgrounds. Important for me to say also, Carlette, that women of all faiths are welcome in our groups. It's run by a Jewish woman or a Muslim or Arab woman, because these are communities that normally are at odds with each other and normally don't meet, but women from all faiths are welcome. And we now, you know, it's been incredible, because since the Today Show and the New York Times article, we have gotten requests from 100 different people from cities across the U.S. who want to have groups as well.
Wow. And so as we turn to Hasfa, who is a Muslim woman, I want to talk about what you felt coming into a group of women, because all too often we are so hard on each other, regardless of what our religious background is. We're just inherently hard on each other. Hasfa, how you walk into a room filled with so many religious groups, so many ethnic, different ethnicities. How do you come into a situation like that and feel, just feel okay?
Well, actually, the first meeting, I was nervous. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. I even made one of my cousins come with me, and I said, just come with me on the first day. And she ended up coming to the first day, and she ended up liking it so much that she ended up staying. Even though I told her, okay, I'm fine now, you know. But that fear, initially, that's what usually stops women from doing stuff or anyone. But once I joined, and I just found that women have the ability to empower each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we gain so much from the dietitianist, but we also gain so much from each other.
Wow.
And I really enjoyed that. Just learning from, you know, your fellow friend, you know, seeing what they're doing, seeing what their struggles are. Like, it just made you feel part of their community, and they felt part of our community.
Wow. In your wildest dreams, Yael, could you have imagined that you would bring so many different women together in unanimity?
Never. I mean, I have tears in my eyes, even you asking me that question, Carlette. I never could have imagined it. I've been on the verge of tears for weeks because, of course, Hafsa and the other women in her group are an incredible testament to the power of empowerment and real, genuine support and compassion for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because I also, you know, Carlette, this group, after it completed, had a reunion meeting.
Mm-hmm.
They continue to meet after the 10-week program. And we had a reunion meeting, and it was such a moment of celebration. And even the Today Show came and filmed it. And then 3 days later, the Boston tragedy happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the women...
What was that feeling like among the women after the Boston tragedy happened?
I think Hafsa should speak to that.
Hafsa, go ahead.
I mean, I know just when I was in the group, I finally just like let go, and I've never told a non-Muslim how I felt after 9/11. And I finally told them.
Let me stop you right there. Why had you never been able to tell a non-Muslim how you felt after 9/11? What was that about for you?
You know, it was just, I never had that chance. You know, I never spoke of it to anybody who wasn't, you know, Muslim. I was just never asked. Basically, that was the main reason. And I felt when I did tell them, and just their reaction, it just made me relax. And, you know, I was able once again to feel, okay, you know, I am part of the society. I do belong here. And then when the tragic happened with the Boston bombing, all those feelings came rushing back.
Mm-hmm.
The first day I was in shock like everyone else, but
mm-hmm.
the next day I was just in tears, and I just couldn't stop. And I just decided to send an email to my fellow Slim Peace sisters, letting them know how I feel. And their support was just amazing. You know, they were so caring. So it was like being at the meetings again, basically, but via email. And we were just going back and forth. And they really helped me to get through this tragic event.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate them for that.
And so let me just remind our listeners that Yael is Jewish, and Hafsa, you're Muslim. But I want you to go deeper than that. I want our listeners to understand what it felt like from your perspective as America sat, I mean, mesmerized by the Boston bombings, what that really felt like for you. And then when you go back to this group of such diverse women, you've got Jewish women, you've got Israeli women, you've got Muslim, you've got all Christians, you've got women from every range.
Yeah.
What does your heart feel like in that moment? What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about what that moment was like for you and for the group. Stay on point, everybody. This is a conversation you can't miss.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's healthcare services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet? Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana.
They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Get Wired Satellites. For more information, the number to phone, 318-767-2220. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information, here's the number, 318-487-1881. Now, if you're just joining this morning's conversation, it's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's Tuesday, May the 7th, and we're joined by Yael Lutwick. She is living in Washington, D.C., but is originally from Jerusalem. And we are also joined by Hasfa Salim, who is a Muslim. And what they have done is they have brought together women from all ethnic groups, from all religious backgrounds, and they have come together in a group called Slim Peace. Now, this group has absolutely nothing to do with politics, but I've got to add, because during the break we were talking about, just so you can really get the crux of this conversation and the meaning of women coming together, putting down everything, and just saying, you know what, as Maya Angelou said, we are more alike than we are unalike. And Israelis and Palestinians have been battling, Yael, for years.
Forever.
I mean, 6,000 years at least.
a long time.
a long time. And so I ask Hasfa, I ask, when the bombings happened, as the world set really, I mean, galvanized. I mean, it just moved everybody in the world. As a Muslim, we were talking on the break, and you said that the Muslim community was praying that the bombers would not be Muslim. What did that feel like in that moment for you?
I mean, when I first watched on the news, it was so shocking and so devastating. And then I think it was the next day where I started feeling like, oh, please, I started praying that it wouldn't be a Muslim. Basically, you know, just fearing for the backlash, and just that feeling again started rushing towards me of, okay, you know, I'm not going to feel comfortable again. I'm not going to feel, how, you know, just Slim Peace. I just finally got over that hump where I was confident again. Even if I went to places where there weren't that many Muslims, I was able to, you know, be proud and, you know, not have to shy away from who I was. And once this tragedy happened, and then once we heard that it was a Muslim, I was scared. I was scared for my family. I was scared for the Muslim community. And basically, I, you know, once I emailed all my Slim Peace sisters, and they assured me that, no, we're going to stand with you on this one. And, you know, I just didn't realize, like, just the power that words have, and, you know, the just this group, how amazing it was going to be. I never expected it to be like this. I just thought I was going just to lose weight and get a little healthier, but I didn't realize that I was essentially getting a family from the program.
Absolutely. And I said during the break that it is hard enough for women to come together. and to talk about our weight and our insecurities. It's just hard just with those things. But then when you add in the dynamics of the group, Yael, and I love what you said. You said this is not a group that politicizes anything, but rather this is a group of what?
We have a group. It's a group of dialogue and interfaith and health. So we are not a conflict resolution group. We don't sit around talking about politics. We have a wonderful curriculum, which is half of it is about giving the participants a toolkit to live a healthy life, and half of it is getting to know the other, getting to know women you would normally never meet, whether they're Jewish or Muslim or Christian. And it's a process which becomes more and more intimate as the weeks go on. And the curriculum and fantastic staff, we have wonderful staff in cities in the Middle East and in the U.S., and they are also modeling, because they are, one of them is Jewish and one of them is Muslim or Arab, and the participants, as I said, are from all faiths. So that combination of dialogue and interfaith and health is a very intimate process. And as the women have said to me, whether they're in Boston or other locations, they've said, I am bringing my whole self to the meeting. And that's a very powerful thing. It's something that women don't have an opportunity to do. And once we give them the opportunity and the safe space, we can overcome anything.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I was sitting on the sidelines from Washington, D.C. I was on their joint email list. I was really observing, because it's their group. You know, I'm the founder and co-director of the nonprofit here in the U.S., but, once they create a group, it's their group, and then they continue to meet after the program once a month, which this group has already done. You know, after the Boston tragedy, I was observing how they were reacting, and it was incredible to see what they could overcome together. They are planning 5 walks together. They, in honor of women, in honor of the Boston Marathon tragedy, in honor of peace. And we have started, even though it was 10 days after the tragedy, another group has started in Boston.
Wow, amazing. You said something, Yael, that's so incredibly powerful about women bringing their whole self. What do you think the key is to getting women to reveal their truth or their truths, and to bring their whole self?
I think there's a couple of, there are a few keys. One of them is providing women a neutral space and a safe space where they can be heard, and they can be heard by other women. And then the other is that they can, after they're heard, they are then supported by others.
And don't you think that not only being heard, but not being judged.
Yes. We always, the first meeting, we have a social contract, which is very important for all the groups, the 20 groups we've done in the Middle East, and now the few that we've started now in the U.S., and, you know, God willing, we will take to cities across the U.S. if we get enough support. We are about not judging. From that first meeting, you have a social contract, and you speak for yourself. And also, I should add, Carlette, it's not only judgment, also that what is said in the group stays in the group. You know, the privacy. So that meeting really becomes the 2 hours of your week, which is really for you and for you to be with others and to be heard, not to be judged, in a safe space, and by people that you would normally never meet, and people that in some cases you might even view as the enemy.
That's right. Wow. Y'all, this is so incredibly powerful. I got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to have more about Slim Peace and women just absolutely coming together, loving each other, and revealing their real selves, their authenticity, or the authenticity of self. That's what it's really about. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Like your eyes, the one I built my dreams upon. It's not there.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You are listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough,
For your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors. Chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria River Fete is a brand new festival celebrating the arts, culture, and the heritage of Central Louisiana. Alexandria River Fete is set for May 9th through the 11th in downtown Alexandria. Get set for the Fete and kick off 3 days of food, fun, Grammy Award-winning entertainment, and Louisiana culture. Thursday, May 9th starts with dinner on the bricks. Dine with locally owned restaurants and caterers showcasing the best of their menus, all the while enjoying music from jazz band Improv. Friday features Grammy Award winner Rebirth Brass Band and Eric Lindell, plus art walks, green spaces, and 65 local artists and performers. Saturday, the Dragon Boat Races are back for the third year on the red. And if that's not enough, local barbecue grillers will fire up the pits for the Q and Cook-Off competition. So remember, get set for the Fed. Come out and do it like you wanna. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, the largest independently owned pest control firm offering effective pest control services for your home and your business. For more information about free consultations, the number to phone 318-448-4000. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining the show this morning, we're joined by Yael Luthwick. She is the founder and co-director of Slim Peace. And also, we're joined by Hasfa Saleem. Hasfa Saleem, I'm going to spit it out in a minute. She is of Muslim descent, and she is a part of Slim Peace. And, you know, ladies, as we sat before, you know, the break and came up, I just want to say to you all and to say to our listeners how encouraged I am, and I know that our listeners are, by your solidarity and that helping people to understand that this is not just a program that addresses weight and health, but it addresses nutrition, it addresses our differences, and it's all neatly packed together in a 10-week program. And you so eloquently pointed out, Yael, that this is a nonprofit.
Yes. Yeah, it is a nonprofit, and we really do need people's support. It's an amazing moment, and we have an amazing opportunity now, today, to reach literally thousands of women across the U.S., at least 1% of having all Jewish, Muslim, Christian women of all faiths to come together in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Since the Today Show, we received 100 requests within 24 hours.
What was that like for you, Yael, when what was that moment like when your inbox just started blowing up? Can you even articulate what that felt like?
It's a watershed of emotion.
Mm.
It's overwhelming, it's powerful, it's connection between myself and so many other women and men, some men who wrote as well, across the U.S., it was a real moment of connection where I was hearing community after community, people saying in such heartfelt emails the same thing. I'm a Christian woman. I'm from Champaign, Illinois. I would like to start a group here. I'm a Muslim man. I'm a personal trainer. I'm in New Jersey. I want to start a group. I'm a woman. Are there any groups in Omaha? Wow. I'm like, not yet. You know, there are people all across the U.S. saying, I want to meet women in my community, in another community. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know any Muslim women, or I don't know any Jewish women, or I don't know any Christian women.
Absolutely.
And I wouldn't mind losing a couple of pounds, too.
and you know what? You know what, Hasfa and Yael, what I got, I not only saw the piece after the producer brought it to my attention, but I read the article in the New York Times, and I felt exactly the same way, that what we do on a daily basis and the vision that God gave us for what we do is just the word that you said, connections, that this is a connections network, that we connect women and people from all across this country. And you know what I felt, Hasfa, when I saw your beautiful face and I saw your story, and I said, are we loving each other enough?
I mean, yeah, I agree. You know, this program, I definitely, it builds bridges. And mm-hmm. once you have those bridges built, there's nothing can break them apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how I truly feel about our group, at least with the Slim Piece. And I am looking forward to meeting the new group in Boston. So,
because mm-hmm. after each group ends, yeah, I'm so glad to hear you say that. After each group ends, and I definitely want to clarify this too, and to share with your listeners, Carlette, that after each group ends, the 10-week program, the women continue to meet, and then you become part of an alumni network. So the first group finishes, and then they will meet the second group, and then our next group. We have three groups a year, typically, fall, winter, and spring.
Mm.
And so once you're done, it doesn't just end there. You can then continue to meet more women
mm-hmm.
who you would normally never meet, and also continue to be inspired. But also, you know, the connection
mm-hmm.
that I spoke of and that you spoke of is also really about hope.
Mm.
Because it makes you feel as though I mean, Oprah said this, and as I say to you, I've watched my, mm-hmm. I've done my Oprah.
Oh, yeah.
I watched my Oprah growing mm-hmm. up, and, you know, it was, she also really articulated this as well as Maya Angelou, that we are more alike than we are different, or
mm-hmm.
We are more alike than we are more unalike.
Absolutely.
As well as we all want to feel hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the other part of the Slim Piece experience, and we really, really are at a moment where, you know, a very simple but critical call to action to
mm-hmm.
please visit our website, slimpiece.org. If you want to create a group in your hometown, let us know. If you want to support us, you can help us. And it is really our time
mm-hmm.
to make this change.
Absolutely. And you know what I thought about as I looked at the movement? Because I believe, and I am going to speak this over Slim Piece, Yael, I believe that this will be a global movement. I believe that the time for us to stop, it is for us to stop judging each other, to stop thinking that we know what the other person is living and going through, because, and it goes back to, and even when we had Dr. Maya Angelou on the show and all of the wonderful antidotes and stories that she shared with us, it all boils down to we are all more alike than we are unalike. And we need to start uniting and stop separating and stop
mm-hmm, yeah.
looking at someone else's success as our failure.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I totally felt that in the piece. And I totally felt the love that was coming from all of the women. And even bigger than that, you come together and there is a smorgasbord of healthy food from every culture that you can imagine. It can't get any better than that, huh?
A healthy meal, yes. Well, Hafsa, what did you bring? You brought something awesome, you and your cousin.
Yeah, I brought a salmon stew, and she brought couscous.
Okay, tell us for those people and even for myself what that is.
It's basically a sauce that you'd put over couscous, but it just had salmon in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew one of the members was a vegan, so I made a similar dish, but I only put vegetables in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the other thing, just trying different foods that you wouldn't normally try, and, you know, that.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, it's not that bad, you know?
Which says not that bad. And so talk about the weight loss. Are women losing weight?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Asa, you can tell us first from your you're doing great.
So how much have you lost?
Originally,
go ahead.
With the program, I lost 10 pounds, and then I lost about 5 more.
Wow.
After that, and when I used to think of weight loss, I used to think of, oh my God, I have to lose like 5 pounds a week, or I'm not working hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we always just have these high standards. And I just, while I was learning to eat without working out, just relearning how to eat, I was able to lose 10 pounds.
Wow. Just learning how to eat.
Just learning how to eat. And I know that's only a pound a week,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, oh, well, that's 10 pounds less than what I was before. And this was without exercise. This was just strictly just reteaching myself how to eat, how to feed your body what it needs, and how to not, if you have a craving, how to not deprive yourself of that craving.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I found out from doing that is you end up eating more of that bad stuff, mm-hmm. because you're restricting yourself from it.
Absolutely. And for you, Yael, what are you hoping that the future will bring for Slim Peace?
I am hoping, and what I'm hearing from women across the U.S., is that we will start Slim Peace groups in every major city, and in even cities and locations that are not necessarily on the grid,
mm-hmm.
or that we wouldn't think of.
Mm-hmm.
So that we will start in the fall, we'll have Slim Peace Boston, Slim Peace Washington, D.C. In January, we'll have Slim Peace Cleveland, Slim
mm-hmm.
Peace Detroit, Slim Peace New York. Mm-hmm. In the spring, we'll add on a few more cities so that
mm-hmm.
we'll continue to grow steadily,
mm-hmm.
and obviously not all at once. Because as I was mentioning to you, that the reason also why it works is that the curriculum is strong, the location is neutral, and the staff is trained.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things together are a very strong program. That's
uh-huh.
what makes us. So we can't grow all at once, but we need to grow steadily
mm-hmm.
so that within 5 years, we will be in 20 locations at least, and we will be reaching 1% of women, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, in the communities in which we work.
I love it. And you know what I thought about, Yael? And I'll tell you this before we got to go, and I'll let you give your website and how people can connect with you. But I thought about this as I was thinking about how this was birthed. And I use that word a lot because as women, we all understand the birthing process. But it came out of, it was birthed out of a documentary. But really what this movement tells us is that God had so much more in store. It was so much bigger than what you could have ever even imagined. And
yeah.
that's what gives us hope, the hope of possibility. And I thank you for being obedient. I thank you for stepping out on faith and just doing it. You guys are absolutely incredible. Tell people, before you've got to go, how they can connect with Slim Peace once again.
Thank you, Carlette. They can reach us via slimpeace.org, www.slimpeace.org. They can send us an email at info@slimpeace.org. Again, that's slimpeace.org. We will get back to you. We will email you right back. And we would love to hear from you. They can click on our website. They can donate. They can buy a copy of the film. We are here, and we are waiting to hear from them.
Absolutely.
We also have a Facebook page. So make
yes,
sure to like
thank
us on
Facebook. You, Hafsa. We have a rocking Facebook page and Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at slimpeace.org. And we are excited to come to your community.
Absolutely. Yael Lutwick and Hafsa Salim. Ladies, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning right here with us on the official OPT network. You guys absolutely
thank you,
rock. Oh,
thank
yeah.
You so much.
Thank you. We've got to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this. Hey, I'm...
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:54, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Don't forget about free mammograms, absolutely 100% free if you're uninsured or underinsured. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts, the number 318-487-1122. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, Davis One Stop. It's in the heart of Cheneyville if you're traveling north or south. We always remind you about Davis One Stop. Walker Automotive Group, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. When others won't, Walker will. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. and your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Kyle is a good neighbor, serving of Oyles Parish. I tell you what, after this morning's conversation, you know, it's about, and I've said it, I don't know how many times this morning, it's really about union as opposed to separation. It is about tolerance. It is about humility. It is about love for each other. And ladies, that is something that we are still working on as a group. And so when we saw Slim Peace, not only is it about helping women to get healthy, it's about accepting and learning to understand our differences. And that's what I really, really embraced about it. That's what I loved about it. And if you heard Yael and Hafsa, you just heard their passion, their humility, and their love for each other, their love for this movement that I believe will really transfer itself around this country little by little. And we'll start understanding more about those things that we don't understand. And we'll start to have a tolerance and a love for all of God's people. And we'll stop judging each other. And one of the things that Hafsa talked about was walking into a room and needing to be there, but not being able to walk into that room alone for fear of judgment, and praying that the bombers in Boston would not have been Muslim because she feared for her safety. She feared for what others would think of her. And you know what? It's about being honest with yourself. And I have said it many times, instead of looking at what's wrong with America, what is wrong with another woman, if you will take a moment to find just one thing that is right, just one thing that is good, that might make that woman's day, just one smile, one compliment, one genuine something, I'm gonna tell you, I personally get so much joy from watering others. And it is reciprocity. It is reaping and sowing. What you put out there, it will come back. It's just the law. What you give is what ultimately you will receive. And if you give somebody just the warmth of a smile, just the warmth of a touch, it will come back at a time, maybe not today, but it'll come back at a time when you need it most. I want to thank our guest again, Yael Lutwick, Hafsa Salim, and I want to thank you for spending your mornings with us, listening so intensely, being so on point, and you know what? Being smart people who are engaged by smart talk. That's what it's about. Thank you so much for spending your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Y'all, we got some great things in store, and I can't wait to tell you, and hopefully I'll be able to tell you more about it tomorrow. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday, and guess what? We'll see you right back here on Hump Day Wednesday.